It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
So we had the Eagles head coach on yesterday. We're going to give you the interview in two different parts here, this segment. The first being right now, the first 4 questions and answers from this interview. Then later in the hour, we'll get to the remainder of it. We covered a lot. We didn't hold back. We had a lot to talk to Nick Sirianni about. Listen to this, then we'll react together. By the way, Ross Tucker also joins us in the next 10 minutes. Here's Sirianni from yesterday. What we have been hearing the most this week, and that is, and I'm going to be very blunt, and that is your job status. So 24-0 hole early, outgained at one point 254 yards to nothing. Are you feeling the heat ratcheting up on your job status?
No, I'm just worried about getting the team better. I'm just worried about the bye week and putting ourselves in position to win, coming out of the bye week. And then I'll be worried about the Cleveland Browns. You can't worry about any of those different things. Right now we're 2-2, got a lot of football in front of us, and just put my head down and work.
Nick, without going into every detail schematically, which I know you can't say publicly, but how do you get the team out of this? I mean, how do you get them to actually play better football?
Yeah, again, it's always going to start with our fundamentals, and we'll work like crazy on that as far as our tackling, as far as our ball security, as far as taking the football away, our blocking, right, catching. Like, it doesn't matter what level of football you're at. Those things determine games, right? And so those will be things that we'll study this week. Anything that we can do better as far as how we practice it, first and foremost, as coaches, and then why are the reasons, what are the common denominators? That's what you use the bye week for. What are the common denominators of what's going on with each individual thing, so we can narrow in on that even more? And so it starts with that, and then as coaches, we got to put these guys in positions to make plays, and then we got to go out and execute. So it's everybody's in this together, coaching, playing. Again, just gotta get better throughout this bye week, leaning into this next spot and see what, and dive in more about what our issues are. We got a good idea of what the issues are and what we need to fix. And then it's just, zeroing in on that. Every time you go through a bye week, you figure out a little bit more than you even thought you would. So I'm encouraged to do that here today and tomorrow and the next day. We grinded on that yesterday after the players left. So this will be a busy week for the coaches.
Nick, going back to last December 3rd, the regular and postseason, the team's record is 3-8. How good is this team?
This team's 2-2. I can't focus on what happened last year. That's behind us. We did the things that we needed to do after that season. And this team's 2-2. Saquon Barkley doesn't care that the Eagles are 3, and what I'm saying? Like, and neither does Mekhi Becton and all these new guys. Chauncey doesn't concern these guys. This team's 2-2, and we have things to clean up from the 2024 Eagles. That's all we're focused on. I think what I always try to get the guys to concentrate on is like, okay, we're 2-2 right now. We can't go 5-2 after the bye week, or 5-2 after this game. You got one game to play, so you can't look too far ahead and say, well, we could, if we win this one, this one, and this one, then we'll be sitting at that. You don't do that, right? You know that. And you know that you have to focus on one game at a time. Well, you know, if you're not looking into the future, you can't look back either. Now, you can fix the problems and work on fixing the problems that have occurred. But to say that, in the past of what happened and say, hey, we're this, I think that, you know, that's just not productive. We lost the last game. How are we going to win this next game is all our focus is.
So, Nick, let's talk about Jalen. You know, from the offseason, the hope obviously was with Kellen Moore here, a new or at least better version of Jalen emerges, more effective, more secure with the ball, more precise in decision-making. It does not seem that that is happening. Why is that not happening?
You know, he's definitely had good moments, and as a team, we've had good moments. And as a team, we've had tough moments, right? And so it's just we're just working for consistency as a football team. You know, I know that everything, you know, the first thing that's going to be looked at is myself and Jalen, and rightfully so. You know, we're the head coach and the quarterback, and we completely understand that. But we're just looking for consistency throughout the entire team. You know, myself, Jalen, the team included. So that's what we're focused on is that. And so, again, we've had good moments as a team. Jalen's had good moments, and we've had not as good moments, right, which has led to the two losses. And that's myself, that's Jalen, that's the entire team. And so, again, I think just the best way to answer your question of what you're asking is consistency, but that's consistency through the entire football team.
How do you safeguard against abandoning the run? How do you make sure to call enough runs moving forward?
Yeah, you know, we are a team that is going to run the football. And we want to run the football. We got a guy in Saquon Barkley who is special at running the football. We got special offensive linemen. I think when you look at there's circumstances in each game. I told you guys this, like, we'll do whatever we need to do to win the football game. So if that's run Saquon 50 times, then that's what it is. If it's run him 10 times, that's what it is. In a game, and I'm obviously you're referring to this last game and the carries and the touches that he had. You know, when you go three and out, we went three and out the first three possessions.
Mm-hmm.
And we, before, I think I was looking, watching the game in succession, offense, defense. And at one point we had six plays on offense and we were down 21-0. Like your game plan changes there where you have to make some time up, to try to get back into the football game. And so down that many possessions, it changes it a little bit, right? Which lets them pin their ears back a little bit. I get that as well. But also, you know, if you look at those first, I think nine plays within the first quarter and a half. Well, in those nine plays, right, you're in third down three of them. So you're doing whatever you got to do. In third and 10, you're probably not running the football. So, you know, you're trying to do what you need to do to continue the drive. And I'm starting with a run every single time. That's just not the way it goes. You know that. And you're trying to get yardage. Like you're trying to get, you know, if you're in second and 10, you might have to pass it again if you pass it on first down. And so the carries got a little bit, like there's no secret. We want to give Saquon the football a lot. He's shown that he's a great football player in this league for a long time. He's had some great moments here. As an Eagle, and we want him to give him the football. The way the game went limited his touches a little bit this last game because we didn't play good enough offense, defensively, or special teams wise. And that you got to look at me first and foremost when something like that happens. So the plan is to get him the football because he's a heck of a football player, and we know that when we do that, we'll be able to, you know, have a lot of good moments.
All right, that was Nick Sirianni with us yesterday, the first half of the interview. We'll get to the second half of it coming up in about 15 minutes when we covered more of the off-the-field issues which have arisen in the last couple days. It's been kind of messy with Darius.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Slay and Gardner Johnson and a couple weird, Devin White. You'll hear that the second half coming up in 15 minutes. Ross Tucker, by the way, joins us in about 2 minutes. Let's also get, John, I said earlier, we got Joe Conklin Cougar or Joe Coogan Conklin or what?
John Cougar, Cougar Conklin?
John Cougar Conklin. How about that? How about Joe Conklin as John Cougar Mellencamp?
Like, we need to reevaluate Jalen Hurts and, quite frankly, this entire team.
You're right, Merle. Maybe they just ain't that good.
We thought this was a good team, but they don't make many good team plays.
True that.
They stink. Smell the odor, so much odor. I long for those Super Bowl days with a coach like Nick.
Sirianni is overmatched.
This team's up a creek.
Hurts looks lost.
So many things that Hurts can't do, baby. And you know it's true. This team, this quarterback, they ain't that good.
They overvaluated their talent.
Tell us how they just ain't that good. And Sirianni don't coach like he should. Well, they just ain't that good.
Hurts insists on holding on to the football.
Except when he's turning it over to the other team.
Game, we gave him that big deal. Hurts has taken our team south. Need someone better at the wheel. Hurts turns the ball over all day long. Defense missing tackles all day long. Woo! They ain't that good. Tell Howie they just ain't that good. And Sirianni don't coach like he should. Well, they just ain't that good.
Look, wonderful work by Conklin. Let me put this out there. Let's hope that we're wrong, or at least those of us to think that. We had a poll result yesterday. The end of the show, are the Eagles going to make the playoffs? 61% of people said no. Let's hope we're wrong. I mean, we'll sit back, we'll watch, we'll evaluate, we'll determine as things go. Well, no, they'll determine ultimately as things go on, and we'll see. But so far, they certainly have not been that good. They can play better. I'm not sure how much better realistically they can play with the defensive personnel, but certainly they can get to the playoffs. They can. It's not like they can't. So wonderful work by Conklin, obviously summing up at least the first four games and how a lot of people think. See Conklin, because, man, is he awesome. City Rhythm Orchestra at Cherokee High School on Saturday, October 26th, and also at the Media Theater on State Street in Media on Saturday, November 16th. It is the story of Philly sports through music. Get tickets at joeconklin.com.
And, of course, it's Conklin's Comedy Night in 360 at Parks Casino this Thursday, October 3rd. See Joey Vega from Comedy on the Road. Show starts at 8 p.m. Tickets are $20 and include a free drink. Tickets at joeconklin.com.
All right, second portion of that Sirianni interview coming up in about 10 minutes. In many ways, I actually thought it was more interesting in the back half of the interview, so you'll hear that shortly. Also, speaking of hair things, tomorrow, this time, Jason Kelce on the show. Kelce, 7:30 to 8:30 tomorrow, as he is every Thursday. And also Rob Thompson on the show tomorrow at 8 o'clock. I mean, we got the Eagles, and we got the Phillies, and we got a lot going on. So it's a beautiful thing. Obviously, Sixers and Flyers soon to start their seasons. All right, let's talk to Ross Tucker. He joins us every single Wednesday at this time. Of course, we love talking to Ross. You can follow his work with the CBS Ross Report, and he joins us right now. Good morning, Ross.
What's up, guys? How are
you? Man, quite a bit, Ross. So, man, where to start? Let's just start with this. Are they what we've seen? Or do you think are they what we've seen? That's the question.
If you mean by that, are they inconsistent?
Inconsistent and average.
I don't think they're average. No, I don't think they're average. I think if you look at who they've played so far and who they've had, let me ask you this. If you knew the injuries that they would have, what record would you have thought through the first four games?
Probably 2-2, but I don't like the way it looks.
Well, that's fair. Mm-hmm. I would have said 3-1, maybe 2-2. If you would have told me they would play a game without Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown, and Lane, I would have said, yeah, good luck. Right? I mean, that would have been my reaction.
Sure. That's fair.
However, and this is important, none of those guys play on defense.
Yeah.
That's to me, by far the two biggest issues are the defense and Hurts' turnovers.
Totally.
I can't say they're average, Joe, because I'm sitting here and I'm saying they have a top five offensive line in the NFL. They have a top five receiving duo. They have a top five tight end. They definitely have a top five running back. Interestingly, I don't think they do have a top five quarterback. I'm not sure where Hurts is. I don't think he's top five. I'm not sure he's top 10 right now. That would be an interesting discussion. But my point is, I can't say they're average when they are elite at that many positions, especially on the offensive side of the ball. Here's the problem. If you're elite at that many positions on the offensive side of the ball, how are you not scoring any points in the first quarter so that you can play with a lead, because the defense is built to play with lead? Because here's the other thing, too. The secondary, I'm okay with their safeties. I'm okay with their corners. Now, they got to get better at nickel, but I'm okay with Slay and Quinion on the outside. The linebackers have been very inconsistent, and that's been a major issue. Bond was bad against the Falcons. They lost the game. Dean was bad on Sunday. They lost the game. So the linebackers are maybe what we thought they'd be in terms of up and down. Probably the thing that's most concerning on the team is Hurts' turnovers and the inconsistency of the front seven, in particular the defensive line. Because that's, you know, the linebackers, they haven't really put much into. So we shouldn't have a high hopes for those guys. They have invested. The organizational philosophy is quarterback, O-line, D-line. They've invested a tremendous amount of resources in the defensive line, and I think those guys have really done some positive things in the two wins, and they haven't done nearly enough in the two losses. If you're looking to point at something, it's probably that.
So, Ross, you brought up an interesting point. We haven't scored early this season. The point in four games this year, the first 15, you and I know, like, I would look forward to finding out those first 15 plays on Saturday night, because I knew they were going to work, and I knew it was going to be exciting, and I knew it was going to be like we'd get a great feel for what the defense was going to be trying to do. But, man, these first 15 continually fail for the Eagles. Why is that? Is it more the planning of the coaches or the performance of the players?
No, honestly, I mean, if you go back 2 years ago, I felt like with Steichen, they scored a touchdown or a field goal on every first. That
clockwork.
Season, you know, there's stats out there about how much a team has had a lead this season, play with a lead or played from behind. That year, the Eagles by far played with a lead the most in the NFL. This year, you can check me on this, but I think they're bottom five. I think they're bottom five, definitely bottom 10 in terms of how much of the game time they've had a lead. It's hard to not say that it's not just Kellen Moore, but I think Sirianni would be the first one to tell you, and I was listening to your interview with him. He'd be the first one to tell you, it's not okay. You can't have three and outs to start the game. Because here's the deal, right? They spend the whole week watching the Bucs defense or whatever team they're going against and saying, this is our plan. These are our best plays. This is how we get off to a good start. And they're 0-4. They're 0-4 coming up with a good plan to start these games. It's a reflection on it. Like, look, the players have to play, Joe, but that is and I think they would admit this, that's a decent reflection on the coaching staff.
Yeah, I'll tell you this, Ross. This is an eye test thing, this comment. I don't have facts in front of me, but I'm pretty sure I'm right. I don't think Jalen looks to run as often in the first quarter as he does in the second half when it starts becoming a little bit more desperate. You know, time and circumstances and being down. I think he's got to cut it loose earlier in the game. I think they require it. Let's put it this way. particularly when AJ and Devontae are not in the game. I mean,
no doubt.
You know, like you only
they
get
need to run. Maybe it's him. You only maybe get, it's Saquon, right. But running is required.
I mean, you only get 9 to 12 possessions of football game, so you can't just flub two or three or four of them out of the gate and think I'll get with it in the second half. I mean, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. All right, let's go to the phones. So Ross is with us again. More from Sirianni yesterday. Some really interesting stuff coming up shortly. Plus an apology from an Eagle yesterday. We'll get to that shortly as well.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.